our Sabbath service.
因为讲道是单向的，查经常常是双向的。
Because a sermon goes to one direction, but Bible study is two way.
哦，所以这个查经的造就是彼此互相的造就。
So through Bible study, we can have mutual encouragement and mutual edification.
那第二个是讲道常常是没有系统的。
And oftentimes, sermons don't go according a curriculum.
哦，所以上个礼拜跟这个礼拜讲道可能没有关系，没有一个连贯性。
So the sermon topic from last week might have nothing to do, have no continuation with the sermon topic of this week.
啊，因此有时候我们会相同的道理听很多次，但是有一些道理好像很少人提。
So because of this, sometimes we'll hear similar sermon topics over and over, but other topics will be rarely talked about.
所以如果所有的道理从 A 到 G， 可能我们讲到就是 A 到 F、A 到 G 这样一直在重复。
So for example, there are A to Z topics, and we might keep repeating A through F.
但是如果有系统的查经，圣经会跟我们每一个生活的层面都有关系。
If we can have a system in studying the Bible, we can cover all aspects of our lives.
所以这个能够让我们有系统来吸收神的话。
So through Bible study, we can systematically learn the words of God.
第三个就是我们查经能够更深入的了解神的话。
And through Bible study, we can also more deeply understand the words of God.
所以为什么现在大部分的教会都有查经？
This is why a majority of the churches have Bible studies.
那其实如果查经能够很有功效的话，造就是很大的。
And if we can have a very effective Bible study, this can be very edifying.
所以我们要想要怎么来很有功效的带领查经。
So we'd like to discuss how we can lead an effective Bible study.
一个很有效率的查经有三部分。
And an effective Bible study has three parts.
第一个就是查经之前，每一个人要充分的准备。
And the first part is that before the Bible study, everyone has to be well prepared.
这个每一个人可以分作两部分，一个是带领那一个人，第二个是每一个要参加的人。
And this includes the Bible study leader and the participants.
那带领这个人特别是重要。
And it is especially important for the person leading the Bible study.
他要充分的准备，那这个带领工作才能做得好。
He has to have a thorough preparation to do a good job.
那每一个参加查经的也要准备。
And everyone who participates in the Bible study must also prepare.
我们常常会发现查经要讨论的时候，大家都没有意见。
We often will see that during discussion of the Bible study, no one has any opinions.
所以本来这个查经是要大家来分享，互相造就，那变成没有人讲话，就一个人主领一直讲到晚。
So even though Bible studies are for people to share their thoughts and to encourage and edify each other, at the end it ends up being the Bible study leader talking the whole time.
那常常是因为参加的人没有准备。
And this is often because the people who are attending did not prepare.
就是等到查经开始了，才开始在看，才开始在想。
They only started to read the passage at the beginning of the Bible study and to think about it only at the beginning of the Bible study.
那如果查经参加查经，每一个都有事先在想，那来的时候就是来分享。
And if the people participating in the Bible study have read the passage before and have thought about it before, and when they come, they would just be sharing about their thoughts.
那你就会发现这一次的查经聚会非常有造就。
And then you realize that this kind of Bible study is very edifying.
因为同一段圣经，每一个人有时候感受会不一样。
And because in the same Bible passage, everyone will have different feelings, will get different things out of it.
因为每一个人有不同的需要。
Because everyone has different needs.
那我们在灵命上有不同的体验。
And we have different experiences in our faith.
所以在看圣经的时候会有不同的感受。
So as we read the Bible, we will have different experiences.
因此如果带领的人大家包括所有人都有自己感受来分享，那一次查经会非常的有造就。
So if including the leader and all the attendees can have different thoughts about the passage they read, then this Bible study can be very edifying to everyone.
所以第一个叫充分的准备。
So the first thing is to be well prepared.
三十岁教会现在有英文查经。
And in San Jose Church, there is an English Bible study.
他们大概前一个礼拜就把那个查经的那个大纲就送给每一个参加的人。
So a week before the Bible study, they will send out an outline of the Bible study to everyone.
就是让大家根据这个大纲来看这一段圣经来去思考。
So everyone can use this outline to read the Bible passage and to think about the passage.
那希望来的时候能够互相来造就。
So when they come, they can edify each other.
所以第一个，如果查经要有功效，每一个都要准备。
So first, if we want to have an effective Bible study, every attendee has to prepare.
但是没有准备的查经，常常你会发现得不到什么。
We often realize that if a Bible study is conducted without preparation, then people don't get much out of it.
我曾经参加过一个校园团契，一次查考三章。
I have attended a campus Bible study that they will go through three chapters during a session.
我问他们说，三章要怎么查？
I asked them, how do you study three chapters at a time?
他说我们以前查一章，没话讲。They
said, in the past, we would go through one chapter per Bible study, but we have nothing to say.
好像一章这个太少了，没什么东西，所以一次三章。
And there's not enough things to discuss in one chapter, so we'll go through three chapters at a time.
这是因为没有准备。
This is because there had not been enough preparation.
如果真的好好的准备，有时候一章查考好几次，查考不完。
If you really prepared enough, sometimes you, one chapter would take many sessions of Bible study to cover.
那第二个重点，就是要有圣灵的引导。
The second main point is to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就是要有神的同在，圣灵就是神的灵嘛。To
have the abidance of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
那你就会发现那一次的查经，能够特别感动。And
you will feel that you are really touched and moved through this Holy, this Bible study.
而且大家特别有感受。And
everyone can truly feel the passage.
所以这个第二个要有圣灵的带领。
And so the second important part is to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那第三个就是要很有效来执行。And
the third part is an execution that's done well.
就是说带领那一个人要怎么来带。And
this has to do with a person that's leading the Bible study.
然后参加的人要有什么原则，大家来照这个原则来参加。
And what type of principles or guidelines the participants follow.
这是我们要分作三部分来查考这个主题。
So these are the three main topics we're studying.
那我会留15分钟给大家来讨论，你有什么问题可以发表。
And at the end, we'll have 15 minutes to discuss, and if you have any questions, we can discuss them.
A的第一点。
So point A.
要深入的查考经文，并且给一个主题。
To study the passage thoroughly and come up with a main thing.
就是我们查考一章或者一段，这个特别是带领的人，你要一直看。
If we are studying a chapter or a passage, the person leading the Bible study must read through this passage over and over.
那看到什么程度呢？
How many times do you have to read through it?
看到圣经合起来，你可以讲得出来今天我们要查考那一章在讲什么。
To the point where you don't have to look at the Bible, and you can say what the messages are in this passage.
所以要花时间了。
So you really have to spend time.
那有时候也遇到那个带领人没有准备。 Sometimes
we'll see that the person leading the Bible study did not prepare.
然后在查经的时候，大家念一遍，然后自由发表。And
they will ask everyone to read the passage once and just open up the floor for anyone to offer up their opinions.
那有的人喜欢发表，抓到好机会，一次15分钟，两个人讲就完了。And
sometimes people really like to express themselves, so they will talk for 15 minutes each, so the whole Bible study only two persons talk.
那这样的话，很好带领，只要两个人，你要激动他讲话，你就坐着凉了。
And that way, it's really easy to lead a Bible study. You just have to make these two people talk, and you're done.
那这个不是我们查经真的目的。But
this is not the goal of our Bible studies.
所以这个要带领人要很深入的去思考。So
those who are leading the Bible study must thoroughly understand and think about the passage.
那到最后要一个主题，就是我们今天查考这一段圣经有什么主题。
In the end, that there must be a main theme, and that's the main theme of this whole Bible study.
也就是说，今天如果请你领会以这一段圣经当内容，你的讲题会是什么？
That's to say, if today you are to give a sermon on this passage, what will your topic be for the sermon?
那为什么要有一个主题？
Why is it important to have a topic, a main theme?
因为有一个主题啊，你大概才能够把这一段圣经串起来哈，查完之后，你再会在你的脑海里面留着。
Because if you have a main theme, then you can connect the whole passage, and after the Bible study, you can remember it.
我们在讲道的人常常会发现，好像很难组讲章。
For those who give sermons, they will sometimes feel like it's really hard to come up with the sermon outline.
因为这里要拿一点，那里要拿一点，那里要拿一点，好像很难。
And it feels like it's really difficult to pull things from all different places.
其实圣经的每一段，你仔细去分析，就是一篇讲章。
But in truth, in the Bible, for every passage, if you really read through them, they are a sermon in their own, in its own.
所以有时候讲道理就是一段圣经或者一章圣经里面就有一些很多重点在里面。
So oftentimes when you give a sermon, you only need to take one passage, and then you can find all the main and topics and the themes you need inside.
所以这个带领的人需要一直读，读到最后，你可以看到这一段圣经或者这一章圣经有几个重点。
So those who are leading the Bible study must thoroughly read the passage to the point where they can see the main points inside this passage.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
因为重点你抓得住，你才能够想到很多很有意义的问题来引导他们讨论。
Because only when you can see the main points in this passage, then you can think of meaningful discussion topics.
然后重点你抓得住那一章圣经节最重要要学习的，你才能够很有效的把它表达出来。
And only when you understand the main topics, then you can express the main teachings in this passage.
那如果没有抓到重点，有时候在这个比较不重要一直发挥，但是最重要的没有了。
If you haven't gotten the main topic of the passage, then you might waste a lot of time discussing things that are not important.
所以要一直读，读到你有一个主题，然后里面有几个重点全部都能够把它掌握住。
So you must read the passage to the point where you understand the main theme and also the main topics, and you can have a good grasp of them.
上礼拜我们在三楼社开社青联恩会。
And last week we had the YSC in San Jose Church.
那他搞提摩太前后书。
And we study First and Second Timothy.
我在想提摩太前后书想了一个月。
So I thought about First and Second Timothy for a whole month.
一直想，一直想，想想没想到头脑里面都连贯起来。
So I thought about it over and over till they all connected in my mind.
那这样我们在表达的时候，你才会很有系统，而且前面很有连贯性。
Only when you can do this, then when you try to express the teachings of this passage, then you can have a good system and good structure.
那一个最简单的第二点最简单的我们要来了解圣经有三个阶段。
So on point two, it says that there are three stages of understanding a passage.
那有的人把那个三个阶段画成好像一个金字塔。
And some people will draw a pyramid shape to represent these three stages.
那有的人一看到金字塔就什么食物的金字塔，什么肉吃多少，然后蔬菜。
But some people when they see a pyramid, they will immediately think of the food pyramid.
那这个是我们解经的三个阶段。
But these are the three stages of understanding a passage in the Bible.
第一个就是字面的意思。
The first is the literal meaning.
那这个字面的意思你可以用不同的版本去了解。
And the literal meaning can be understood from different versions of the Bible.
现在的中文圣经大概是一百年前翻的。
The Chinese Bible we use now was translated about 100 years ago.
所以有时候你读来读去真的不晓得它在讲什么。
So sometimes you can read it over and over, you still don't understand it.
你中文读圣经，你可以读读看以弗所书，读来读去不晓得它在讲什么。
For example, the Ephesians in Chinese translation, you might read it over and over, still don't understand it.
然后你现在拿英文圣经来读。
But if you take up an English version of the Bible,
忽然间你就发现原来是这个意思。
It became a lot more clear.
然后英文圣经有不同的版本。
There are also different translations of the English Bible.
你看它的用字。
you look at the diction they use.
哦，那你就可以发现，哎，哦，这个意思是这样。
And then you can understand the meaning of the passage.
当然要进到原文，我想啊，我们不是很专业的哈，也不是哦，不是，所以大概比较困难啊。一般的查经大概也不需要跑到那里那个层面去。
Although you can go to the original text, but for us, it's not always necessary.
哦，所以这个是地面的意思，字面的意思。
So this is a literal meaning.
那字面的意思明白了，我们再进入属灵的意义。
And after you understand the literal meaning, you can go into the spiritual teaching.
当然字面的意思不懂，有时候解属灵的意义解错，但是让人很感动也不错了。但是哦，原来意思不是这样。
Sometimes if you don't understand the passage literally, and then you come up with a spiritual teaching that's not really on point, that can still move people, and that's not a bad thing, but that's not the real teaching.
比方说有人在解神创造天地六天。
So some people will interpret that God created heaven and earth for 6 days.
第七天就休息了。
On the seventh day, he rested.
那人类有历史算来算去是差不多6000年。
And we'll count that human history is about 6,000 years.
那第七年应该是休息了。
So the seventh year should be a sabbatical year.
这个是在 2000K 的时候很多人这样讲。
So in year 2000, a lot of people say this.
因为是六千年的结束。
Because they thought that was the end of the 6,000 years.
但是听了也有很多人很受感动啊，赶快很热心敬拜神啊，奉献，那也不错。
Some people, after they heard this mistaken interpretation, they became really fervent and they really served God, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
但是这个属灵的意思本来不是这样。
But that's not the real spiritual teaching.
那属灵的意思学习到最后一个也是很重要，就是生活的应用。
So the end of spiritual teachings is very important to have a life application.
我们现在最困难就是这一点。
Oftentimes, this is the most difficult part.
就是我今天去到教会里面听到的道理对我的生活有什么帮助？
That is for the teachings I heard in church, how does that have to do? How does that help my daily life?
如果这一点能够做得到的话，圣经可以改变我们的生活。
If we can really do this, then the Bible can change our lives.
但是如果这一点做不到，我们学到很多的属灵教会，结果生活没有改变。
If we do not do this point, then we can learn a lot of spiritual teachings, but our lives will still be the same.
所以为什么说每一个人我们查经要分享？
This is why I said that during Bible studies, every one of us must share.
因为一提到生活应用的时候，我们每一个人生活的应用不太一样。
Because when we talk about life application, everyone has different life application.
这一段圣经对一个学生，对一个妈妈，对一个上班的，可能每一个人应用都不太一样。
So the same passage might mean different things to a student, to a stay-at-home mom, or to a person working.
所以这个生活的应用非常重要。
So this life application stage is very important.
那有时候我们在看这个查经的时候不是灵修自己他是要灵修别人。
But sometimes we see that when people participate in Bible study, they are not trying to edify themselves, they are trying to edify other people.
借着分享要教训别人。
They use this sharing to teach other people.
这个应该不是本来不是这个意思。
And this is not the original intent of the Bible study.
我们这个查经在分享的时候是讲这一段圣经对我有什么造就。
When we do Bible study, we share how this Bible passage has edified me.
那我本身对这一段圣经有没有什么体验？
And if I have any movement or experience regarding this passage.
然后把我的体验我的感受讲出来让大家分享。
And I'm sharing my own experience and my own reflections.
而不是用这一段圣经讲你怎样你怎样你怎样。
And not to use this passage to say this and that about other people.
但是我们常常发现在查经的时候大部分都是讲别人要怎么样。
But oftentimes we see that during Bible study, we're talking about how other people should act.
比较少人在提到自己的体验以及这一段圣经对我来讲什么意思。
Very few people will talk about their own reflections and what this passage means to themselves.
所以生活的应用非常重要。
So life application is very important.
那第三点。
Point three.
要准备一个比较有意义的问题来引导讨论。
To prepare meaningful questions to guide the discussion.
因为有时候我们会发现说查经到最后没有人讲话。
Sometimes we realize that at the end of Bible study, during the Bible study, nobody talks.
哦，那现在就是带领的人哦，要用问题来引导他们啊，思考。
So the person leading the Bible study must prepare questions to guide them to discussion.
啊，然后引导他们的讨论。
To guide the discussion topic.
啊，所以这个啊，要带领的人一定要准备很有意义的问题。
So the person leading the Bible study must prepare meaningful questions.
所以有意义的问题啊，不是两句话 yes or no 这样答案就结束了。
So meaningful question is not something you can easily answer with a yes or no.
啊，有意义的问题大概就是这个问题可以把这一段的最重要的重点把它发挥出来。
So this question should bring out the most important topic within this passage.
哦，这是啊，第一个要充分准备。
So this is the first part that is to have preparation.
哦，那第二点哈。
Second part.
圣灵的引导。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们要对经文有心得，有时候需要有圣灵的带领。
In order to have insight into the passage, we must oftentimes we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们常常会发现哦，如果轮到你准备查经，你怎么准备？
So when it is your turn to lead the Bible study, how do you prepare?
我们人很容易，第一个就是去找参考书。
Oftentimes, the first place we go to are reference books.
或者现在找到上网去找。
Or go online to read.
啊，然后就看书里面怎么讲。
And to read what the book said.
啊，然后把它抄下来。
And copy those.
哦，那这样有什么不好？
And why is this not good?
哦，当我们一开始你就在看书的时候，你的想法已经被它圈住了。
Because if you start with reading reference books, you are already your thoughts are confined within in their interpretation.
所以那个解经的书应该最好是放在最后面看。
So those Bible interpretation books you shouldn't read them till the very end.
我们自己去看圣经。
We should read the Bible ourselves.
啊，自己祷告。
Pray.
然后圣灵感动你。
And allow the Holy Spirit to move you.
让你能够看得很深入。
So you can really read deep into the passage.
把它的主题重点都能够写得出来。
And to be able to come up with the main theme and the main topics.
然后你才去翻参考书。
And only after all that you go to the reference books.
那你会发现哦，你有很多圣灵感动你那个想法，参考书里面没有。
And you will realize that a lot of the thoughts that you have gained through the movement of the Holy Spirit is not in the reference books.
那你为什么看参考书？
And why do you read the reference books?
或解经的书？
Why do you read these Bible interpretation books?
就是看还有没有哪一点我遗漏的。
You only read them to see if you miss anything.
所以第一个重点是我们要读经、祷告，然后看神怎么启示我们。
So the most important thing is you must read the Bible and pray and see how God inspires us.
我有看过一些校园团契在查经。
I have seen some campus Bible studies when they have Bible studies.
查到最后查经班都散掉了。
So at the end, nobody attends the Bible study anymore.
为什么？
Why?
因为哦，他们都没有准备，大家都很忙。
Because everyone is so busy, nobody prepares.
那现在 Bible study 来带了一大堆参考书。
So when they come with a whole bunch of reference books.
原文的，什么都来。
And even including original text Bibles.
然后在查的那个时刻才来翻这个字什么意思，这一段什么意思。
And during the Bible study, they will look into the reference book.
那我会发现哦，第一个里面没有生命。
That in this kind of Bible study, you realize that within it, there's no life.
第二个，它只是在字面的意思打转。
And then second is that they're always just on the literal meaning level.
你没有圣灵的启示，你看不到里面很深入的含义。
Without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the deep meanings.
第三个
，Third,
没有办法应用到生活里面。
They cannot have life applications.
所以这个我们在查经啊，有人说好像在吃鱼一样。
Some people analogize Bible study to eating a fish.
圣经里面有很多的问题你不了解。
There are many questions inside the Bible that we do not understand.
好像吃鱼里面有很多的刺。
These are like the bones within the fish.
但是如果你很会吃鱼，你把刺摆在一旁，鱼肉吃完就好了。
If you really know how to eat a fish, you can take out the bones and enjoy the meat.
但是我们在查经的时候啊，你如果一直要钻进去，有时候很多问题你没有办法解决。但是最重要，我们要学的没有学到。
But sometimes for the when we're studying the Bible, we keep wanting to go to the difficult questions, but we did not learn the important teachings.
那只要我们本身这一段啊，对我有什么造就，有一些问题啊，暂时不能了解，没有关系。
So within a passage, as long as there's something in this passage that edifies me, it is okay if we don't. There are things I don't understand.
所以我们需要有圣灵的引导。
Therefore, we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因此要带领查经的人要深入祷告。
So those who are leading the Bible study must pray.
那第二点呢?
The second point.
我们一般查经啊，开始要祷告。
And before the Bible study sessions, we must pray.
就是要求神圣灵带领。
To ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
那结束也要祷告。
And also pray at the conclusion.
就是求神给我们力量。
To ask God for the strength.
让我们来把这个所学的把它行出来。
So we can carry out the things that we have learned.
前面是求神让我们能够明白。
So the beginning prayer, we ask God to allow us to understand.
最后的祷告是求神给我们力量把它行出来。
In the concluding prayer, we ask God for strength to act out what we have learned.
所以一个有功效的查经是有圣灵在运行，圣灵在带领的。
So effective Bible study has the movement of the Holy Spirit.
第三点。
The third point.
我们到实际查经的时刻要怎么做?
And what do we do when we are actually in the Bible study?
第一个查经一般都不要太多人。
Usually we won't have too many people in the Bible study.
就是大概10到12个人。
Usually about 10 to 12 people.
如果你看主耶稣拣选12个门徒跟主耶稣一个人13个，大概这个很有意思。
You can see that Jesus picked 12 disciples, including him, that 13 people, and this is meaningful.
那有时候查经20-30个人。
When you have 20 or 30 people in a Bible study,
这个20-30个人会有什么缺点?
And what's the shortcoming of having this big of a group?
如果我们大家要分享的话，可能有的人没有机会分享。
If we want to share in this Bible study, some people might not have the opportunity to share.
如果有的人要问问题，也没有机会，因为人太多。
If some people want to ask questions, they might not get a chance either because there are too many people.
所以有的人就会没有参与感。So
some people will just not participate.
但是我们在教会里面发现有两种的信徒。
But in the church, we will see two types of believers.
第一种是他只想要听，他不讲。
One type is that they only want to listen, they don't want to speak.
这个大概是比较传统从东方来的。
These are usually more traditional believers.
第二个是他很想讲，听他没有兴趣。
But the second type is they always want to talk, but they don't want to listen.
这个大概是在这边长大的。
Usually these are the members that grew up here.
他很想要分享。
They always want to share.
所以后来伊丽莎白就想说，那怎么办呢？
So Elizabeth, they try to solve this problem.
所以有一组叫做查经组，大家坐着要讲的。
So one group was the Bible study group that this includes the people that always like to talk.
但是另外一组叫解经组，你不需要讲，你就坐在那边，别人解给你听。
The second group is a Bible interpretation group that people just sit there and listen.
那这个也是相当有道理。
And this has some truth to it.
但是我们现在困难是。 想讲的跟不想讲的混在一起。
But now we have the people who always want to talk and those people that never want to talk together.
这个怎么办?
What do we do about this?
这是我们也需要想的一个问题。
This is something we need to think about.
那第二个是做成一圈。
The second is that they should sit in a circle.
有时候在三后界也会遇到这样的，就是坐在这个前后座。
And I see this in San Jose too. People will just sit in the pews.
那这个后面在讲话，前面要看后面，要转着眼睛、耳朵、这个脖子要转过来，很辛苦。
So those people in the back, when they talk, the people in the front has to turn all the way around to see them.
但是如果查经，大家要有参与感，还像一个小组，最好就是椅子来绕成一圈。
So to have a participants to participate in the Bible study, the best way is to have everyone sit in a circle.
但是总是有人想要坐在后面。
There will always be people who want to sit in the back.
这个是很特别的。They
are special.
所以这是第一个，我们要怎么进行？
So this is the first point on how we execute a Bible study.
大概10到12个人。
So about 10 to 12 people.
做成一圈这样来进行。
Sitting in a circle to begin.
那第二点。
The second.
要一起祷告，求神带领。
To pray together for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
然后结束要一起祷告。
And also pray together at the conclusion.
所以祷告很重要。
Praying is very important.
包括讲道也是一样。
This is the same for sermons.
有时候我听在下面听到坐在下面听到也觉得不错。
Sometimes I'll listen to sermons and think that this is quite good.
但是哦，对我自己来讲，我很难接受，就是道理讲得很长，到最后祷告不到五分钟就按铃了。
But for me, it's really hard for me to accept that the sermon is so long, but the concluding prayer is only 5 minutes.
为什么
？Why?
因为现在很多道理不是不懂。
Because there are a lot of sermons and teachings that it's not that we don't understand.
是我们做不出来。
But that we cannot really do it.
是缺乏力量，不是不懂。
It's not that we do not understand, but that we lack the strength.
所以有时候讲道理大概40分钟，最好不要超过45分钟。
So sermon should be 40 minutes and no more than 45 minutes.
那像我们现在留15分钟来祷告，这是不错。
So like right now, we leave 15 minutes for concluding prayer, and this is good.
因为有的时候信徒来说，我听道理都没有得到什么。
Because some members say that I come to listen to the sermons, but I do not get anything out of it.
但是哦，每一篇赞美诗都是很好的道理。
But just even the hymns, every single hymn is a very good sermon.
那你如果开头祷告五分钟，结束祷告15分钟，那一次聚会你已经祷告20分钟。
So if we have a 5 minute beginning prayer and the 15 minute concluding prayer, then in that one sermon you have prayed 20 minutes.
那个赞美诗的道理，再加上你祷告20分钟，一定会有感受的。
So the teachings and the hymns plus your 20 minutes of prayer, you must be moved in some way. 所以你
真的用心下去，不会说我这次聚会什么都没有得到。
So if you really put your heart into it, it is impossible for you to get nothing out of a service.
因为这个赞美诗就是一篇道理。
Because the hymns in themselves are sermons.
还有圣灵的感动。
And also the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以在真耶稣教，不可能你参加一次聚会啊，你如果真的预备心来，不可能你什么都没有得到。
So in the children's church, if you really prepare your heart to come attend a service, it is impossible for you to not get anything out of it.
所以要祷告开始，祷告结束。
So we must pray to begin and pray to end.
那第三个。
Three.
要轮流念所查考的经文。
And everyone participates in reading the passage.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们在那一次这样大家念一遍之后，就对这一段要查考的经文大概重新，可能你一个礼拜前准备啊，重新再恢复你的记忆。
Because after everyone take turns reading the passage, then you can refresh your memories from you reading the from the last time you read the passage.
那第二个，在轮流念的当中，有一个感觉，我们是一个小组，有一个参与感。
And as everyone take turn to read, then we can feel that we are one group and we are all participants.
那第四点。
Four.
那这个带领的人哈，大概一般就是你要先来介绍这一段圣经。
So the person leading the Bible study has to give an introduction of the passage.
大概它的主题是什么？它重点是什么
？What the main themes and the main topics are in this passage?
所以这个大概是15分钟，最多不要超过20分钟。
So this should be about 15 minutes and no more than 20 minutes.
那这样完了之后，然后就要带领讨论。
And after that, we should lead the discussion.
让大家来分享。
So everyone can share.
那有时候用问题来引导讨论。
And sometimes use questions to stimulate the discussion.
这就是我们在查经的一种执行。
So this is the execution of a Bible study.
我看进入第一，有几件事情我们必须要知道的。
And moving on to D, there are some things to be aware of.
第一个。
First,
如果有的人哈、要发表非常长的分享
，If some people wants to have a very lengthy sharing，
我有听到信徒说，他那次分享就是一篇讲道啊。
Some people would say that his sharing during the Bible study was a sermon already。
你不排他讲道，他就是在那一次解经会上，他已经发表了一篇的讲章了。
Even if you don't schedule them to give sermons, they will give sermons during Bible study.
所以这个我们要避免我们在分享的时候太长。
So we should try to avoid having really lengthy sharings during Bible study.
所以几分钟、三分钟，不要超过五分钟。
Should be 3 to no more than 5 minutes.
然后这个带领的人要用很友善的态度就把它结束。
The person leading the Bible study needs to know how to friendly limit the discussion.
让其他的人也有机会来分享他的感想。
So other people have the opportunity to also share.
让大家有一个参与感。
So everyone can participate.
那如果有哪一个信徒见证特别多，没有关系，教会可以安排一个见证会。
If any of the members have a lot of testimonies, then we can perhaps invite them during testimony sessions.
但是那一次的查经就是讲跟那一段圣经有关系的分享就好，那其他的见证会再去见证。
Because during that Bible study, we should only talk about things that has to do with the passage, and the testimonies can be shared during a testimony session.
那第二点,
point two.
要把我们的讨论带回主题。
To steer the discussion back to the passage.
因为有时候讨论一热烈，已经跑到天南地北跑，不知道跑到哪里去了。
Because sometimes when the discussion is really going on, sometimes it gets completely off the topic.
那但是那个讨论重点到最后跟主题没有关系了。
So at the end, the topic of discussion has nothing to do with the main topic.
那如果没有把它带领回来，你发现了啊，二十节的一段圣经啊，到结束的时候，你找论到前五节还有十五节没有讨论到。
So if we don't bring back the discussion back to the passage, you might spend the whole Bible study just discussing the first five verses of the 20 verses.
所以我们现在有20分钟讨论。
So now we have 20 minutes of discussion time.
但是里面有三段。
But there are three sections inside the passage.
所以每一段大约是6分钟。
So each section should have about 6 minutes.
所以大家分享这一第一段到差不多6分钟结束的快要到的时候。 这个做主领的人就要把大家综合起来做一个结论，再加上补充，然后进到第二段。
So at the end of the 6 minutes, after everyone shared, the person leading the Bible study must go back to the passage and make a quick summary and move on.
哦，这样的话，我们这个20分钟完了，这个整段圣经都可以查考到。
So at the end of 20 minutes, we can fully cover the whole passage.
哦，所以要。 带回到主题,
so has to steer the discussion back to the passage.
第三个,
Three.
要避免很深奥的神学理论,
to avoid profound theological presentations.
所以这个我们查经不是要发表我们对道理了解多深多大。
So when we do Bible studies, we are not trying to discuss how much and how deeply we understand the truth.
那个还有其他的什么查经会可以去分享。
There are other venues to do this.
我们是主要是这一段圣经对我们的生活有什么造就。
The main point is how this passage can edify our daily lives.
所以那个不是神学查经的一个机会。
This is not to discuss on theological topics.
但是其实你看主耶稣讲道都很浅啊。
We can see that when Jesus gives sermons, they are all pretty basic.
天上的飞鸟,
the birds in the sky,
地上的百合,
the lilies of the valley.
非常浅,
these are all very, very easy to understand topics.
但是很浅里面有很深的道理。
But even then, the teachings are very deep.
那有时候这个很深奥的神学理论一发表下去，大家睡光了。
Because sometimes when you talk about deep theological issues and topics, people fall asleep.
有可能是大家程度不够了，但是也有可能是我们讲的太深，大家不懂。
Sometimes people have a hard time understanding, or sometimes we talk on too deep of a level.
那第四点哈。
Point four.
我们要避免在查经当中到最后去讨论行政问题。
To avoid discussing church administrative and personnel issues.
或者人事问题哈。 就是说查经本来就是查经啊，查到最后就开始讨论了。哎，教会这个决定对不对？根据这一段圣经，这个教会的职务会决定对不对？那个已经偏了。
The Bible study is just a study of the Bible. If we start to talk about whether according to this passage, church has done this or that right, then this is already off the topic.
因为主要是要来造就我们自己。
Because Bible study is to edify ourselves.
这个是最重要重点。This
is the most important part.
还有就是我们在 查经当中，到最后不要进入讨论人事问题。
So we need to avoid discussing personnel issues.
就是说到最后在讨论谁对谁错。
So at the end we're discussing whether this person is right or wrong.
因为到最后是要造就我们自己，这是最重要的重点。
Because the main goal and the main point of Bible study is to edify ourselves.
而不是在圣经拿了一把尺要到处去。 在查经会当中去量别人。
It is not that we take Bible as if it's a ruler and we try to go and measure and judge everyone else.
所以这是几个我们在带领查经需要知道的事情。
So these are the few things we need to be aware of when we lead Bible study.
好，我们还有几分钟，大家对今天这个有什么 你有什么感想，有什么问题啊，补充都可以提出来。
We have a few more minutes, so if you have any thoughts, reflections, or questions regarding what we talked about today, please sign. So we are studying the book of Luke right now. Can the pastor give a demonstration of one passage?
This is a
giving me a test.
Luke.
Let's look at chapter 5.
第一节到十一节。
Verse 1 through 11.
请问这是什么主题？如果请你用这一段圣经做讲道，你的题目是什么？
So what is the main theme of this passage? If you were to give a sermon according to this passage, what would be your topic?
快，想到就讲，我们时间不太多。
If you think of something, just say it. We don't have that much time.
路加五章一节到十一节，主题是什么？
What is the main theme of chapter 5, verse 1 through 11?
最简单就是看那个英文或中文前面的那个黑字硬体的，对。
The easiest one is to look at the subtopic of that's inserted into the Bible.
当然这样了，但是哦，这样美中不足了，你自己看。
This might work, but this is not perfect, so you should read it yourself.
Oh, 响应神的呼召啊 ，OK.
I would say maybe the transformation of Peter.
哦，对，
彼得的转变。
好，因为我讲过这篇文章了，所以考试有一点准备而来。哦，如果哈你仔细读，你可以发现了这一篇在讲彼得的转变。
So if you really read this passage, you can see that this passage is about the transformation of Peter.
所以你要一直读到最后，你头脑就会有一个概念出来。
So if you read this over and over again, you'll have this concept.
好，那你再仔细读哦，你发现这段圣经彼得有三个转变。
So in this passage, you can if you read carefully, you'll see three transformations of Peter.
第一个转变什么？
What is the first transformation?
他原来捕不到鱼吧，船是空的。
Beginning he had an empty boat, he could not catch any fish.
到第六节，船险些裂开渔网。
Until verse 6 where the net began to break.
第七节，船差不多沉下去。
And the boat began to sink.
所以第一个转变就是从没有变成有。
So the first transformation is from having nothing to have something.
从缺乏变成丰富。
From being from lacking to having abundance.
这是我们信耶稣的第一个体验。
So this is the first experience we'll have believing in Christ.
好，那第二个转变。
The second transformation.
第二个转变，你就看到他跟耶稣的关系。
You can see his relationship with Jesus.
那怎么看呢？
How can we see this?
第五节他怎么称呼主耶稣？
In verse 5, how does he call our Lord Jesus Christ?
叫他夫子。
He said, Master.
第八节。他怎么称呼主耶稣？
How does he call Jesus?
主啊，
Lord.
所以他跟主耶稣的关系改变了。
So you can see that his relationship with Jesus changed.
因为他有体验这个神的恩典。
Because he had experienced God's grace.
所以从一个好像是老师这样很深入的进到变成他就是我的主。
So from a relationship to a teacher or a master,Then Jesus became his Lord.
他这个关系变得很深入。
So this relationship became deep.
好，那再进入第三个转变。
And the third transformation.
第十节、十一节。
Verse 11 and 10 and 11.
是什么转变？
What is this transformation?
他生活目标的转变。
His life goal transformed.
他本来是抓鱼的。
Originally he was a fisherman.
主耶稣告诉他。
But Jesus told him,
你要跟着我，现在要来传福音了。
You should follow me and preach.
他撇下所有跟着耶稣。
So he put down everything to follow.
这个就是他生活目标的转变。
So this is his life goal transforming.
使他的生活变得很有意义，很有价值。
His life is transformed into one of great value.
所以这是一个例子啊，我们来怎么来查考一段圣经。
So this is an example of how we study the Bible.
然后每一个重点，我们都有一些问题来发问，让大家来分享。
So in every main topic within, then we have to have a questions for everyone to share.
Okay. 对，前十五分钟你可以讲 outline 的重点，对。
So do you explain like that in the beginning? In the beginning, 15 minutes, or do you talk about this at the conclusion?
然后结论就是把大家所发表过的，在你头脑要把它整理出来。
So in the beginning, you should give an outline of the whole passage, and at the conclusion, you should get a summary of what everyone's sharing was.
变成一个很简单、很扼要的重点，让大家记得住了。
So summarize everything into a few concrete important points.
我再举一个例子哈。
I give another example.
路加十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
这是我自己准备过的哈。
This is something I prepared before.
十一节到十八、十九节。
Verse 11 through 19.
这一段圣经你仔细读，读到最后，请问主题是什么？
So if you read this passage many times over, what is the main point?
十七章的十一节到十九节。
Chapter 17, verse 11 through 19.
主题是什么？
What is the main thing?
最简单就是那个大字，治好十个长大麻风。
The easiest topic would be 10 heal or leprosy, which is the topic that's inserted.
那你再读读读啊，看用你自己的想法把它表达出来，这个主题在讲什么。
But if you read it yourselves and express it with your own thoughts, what is the main point? What's the topic of this passage?
一句话你可以不同主题了，我讲我的感想。一句话，感恩。
You might have different thoughts and different topics, but for me, this is Thanksgiving.
什么叫做感恩？
What does it mean to give thanks?
当然，我们要感恩之前要想，到底我们得到什么恩典？
So before we give thanks, we have to think about what kind of blessings we have received.
这个十个长大麻风见到耶稣，麻风得医治。
So the 10 were healed of leprosy.
那要解释麻风是什么？
So we have to explain what leprosy is.
麻风是没有办法医的病。
So leprosy at the time was something that cannot be cured.
属灵上那就是罪。
So in the spirit, that means sin.
我们从神得到最大的恩典是什么？
What is the biggest grace that we see from God?
罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
好，那现在感恩是什么意思？
So what is to give thanks?
我们仔细看感恩是什么意思？
So if you read carefully, what does it mean to give thanks?
十四节。
Verse 14.
他们去的时候，麻风就洁净了。
So when they went, they were cleansed.
那十五节
，15,
一个渐渐好，就回来大声归荣耀给神。
So one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice.
什么叫做感恩
？What does it mean to give thanks?
感恩就是把神摆在第一位。
To give thanks is to put God first.
其他九个都不见了。
The other 9 people disappeared.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有很多事情要做。
Because they have a lot of other things to do.
好了，赶快去做。
Once they are healed, they have all the other things they wanted to do.
这一个人就回来归荣耀给神。
But this one person came back and praised God.
就是神第一啊！我今天好，神第一啊！
So he put God first. That praising God was the first thing he did after he got well.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
我们仔细这样一直想，你就会感受到。
If you think about this over and over, you will feel it.
第二个
Second,
什么叫感恩？
What does it mean to give thanks?
感恩就是自动自发。
That is to do it out of his own will.
你看这个人他自己回来，这不是别人影响他的。
He came back on his own will. No one else influenced him or told him to go back to Jesus.
那九个人互相影响，你想要回去，我也回去吧。
So, but the other 9 people influenced each other that they all went home.
你看那个安息日，有的笑有的教会一半走光了。
You can see that in some of the churches on Sabbath afternoon, half of the church will disappear.
他看他走，我也走，他也走，等一下都跑光了。
You'll see that this person left too, so maybe I should leave. So eventually, half of the church went home.
互相影响。
So people influence each other.
那这个人会来是自动自发。
But this person came on his own accord.
所以感恩是很有力量的。
So giving thanks is truly powerful.
第三个。
Three.
感恩是谦卑的。
Giving thanks is a show of humility.
所以他这个人回来感恩就是。俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
So he prostrated himself in front of Jesus' feet.
所以什么叫做感恩？
What does it mean to give thanks?
你的时间、金钱各方面要把神摆在第一。
So in your time, your money, and everything, you put God first.
第二个
，Second，
你很自动自发想要为神做一些事情。
So you do out of your own will to serve God.
第三个
3.
你能够很谦卑。
You can do it with humility.
因为你所有的一切都是神的恩典。
Because everything that you have are God's grace.
那我们这样想就会谦卑。
If we think about this, then we can be humble.
一个例子啊。
This is another example.
好，大家还有没有什么问题？
Are there any questions?
哎呀。哎。是。真理要怎么查？
The English Bible study is studying Proverbs right now. So how do you do Bible study on Proverbs?
如果不晓得怎么查，大概就要多祷告。
If you don't know how to read Bible study on a certain passage, maybe you should pray more.
而且、啊、多读几遍。
And read a few more times.
一直读到你能够明白。
Read it until you understand.
哦。但这个过程当然也可以去看你的参考书哦，但是那是最后。
In this process, you can also read some reference books, but this is not till the end.
等一下，他先举手，对不起，来。
像刚才传道讲那个路加福音第五章的，传道一看就说，哦，这里有三个转变，那就指出说哪里转变，哪里转变，哪里转变。可是我们读了三次、五次，我们读不出说，哦，这里就是转变。
哦。
这个需要，这怎么有那种属灵的那种眼光看得出来这里有转变？
So just now, the pastor gave us an example of Luke chapter 5 and talked about the three transformations. But for us, we can read it 5-6 times, so we still will not get this transformations from the passage.
当然第一个要,
so how do we understand it?
当然第一个祷告了，就是您开启你的心。
Of course, the first thing is you need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes.
第二个就是去比较。
The second is to compare.
哦，你那个经文要仔细看去比较。
You have to read the passages closely and compare.
遇到耶稣以前，遇到耶稣以后，那个比较结论就出来了。
You have to compare how he acted before he met Jesus and how he acted after he met Jesus.
他过去怎么称耶稣，后来怎么称耶稣。
And through the comparison, you will see the difference.
他没有认识耶稣以前做什么，那耶稣跟他讲以后做什么，一比较，那比较就有一个对比，对比就是一个道理。
So what he called Jesus before and after he knew Jesus and how he acted. And through this contrast, you can come out with a sermon topic.
所以你如果再深入，圣经里面每一段都有一个 keyword, 你如果看英文正最清楚，有一个关键字眼。
So if you really read closely, in every passage of the Bible, there is a keyword.
那关键字眼常常都会让你讲一些道理。
And these keywords will teach you some important messages.
再来就是英文是不是还是五个 W, 对不对？
And then there are also the five W's.
是谁？
Who?
在哪个地方？
Where?
在什么时候？
When?
在做什么事情？
Doing what?
还有最后一个是 how, 如何做？
And how?
就这样，用这些去思想。
So you think through this, these viewpoints.
所以不要一下就看解经的书啊。
So you don't go to Bible reference books immediately.
最后再看。
Read them at the end.
那你自己祷告，自己去思想，自己去比较观察。那你再把它整理出来，那最后才去看解经的书。
Think about them, pray, and try to organize the message, and ask God for inspiration.
时间大概也不多哈，就是说，我们每一个人神给我们不同的恩赐啊。
We're giving different gifts from God.
所以我们查经就是神给你那个不同的恩赐、不同的感动，讲出来造就别人。
So, through Bible study, we use the gifts that God had given us, the movement he had given us to share different teachings.
所以有的人感谢主，他对原文能够有认识，他从那一个地方来了解一些道理，来分享，感谢神。
So for some people, they are able to understand original text, so they can through these knowledge share some things they have learned.
但是有的人他从各种其他的方面啊，来有一些量，有一些感受，他来分享，也是感谢神。
But for other people, they can understand the passage through other types of experience, and then they can share, and then this is also we also need to thank God for this.
所以查经到最后是大众化。
So studying the Bible should be a very something everyone can do.
就是每一个人都可以来参与分享，得到造就。
So everyone can participate and can share and be edified.
这个是我们走的方向。
This is the direction that we should go.
但我们每一个人凌晨不一样哈，下的功夫不一样，对圣经的了解深入是有时候是不太一样。
But of course, everyone are at their own levels, and so their understanding of the Bible will be different.
最后还有没有什么问题？来
，Are there any questions？
这个只是一个例子了所以我们仔细大家努力的准备就会 有这个神就给我们,
So Luke chapter 5, yeah. I only gave it as an example, and if we can all put in the time to prepare, we can all understand the Bible like this.
好, 那如果没有, 我们就一起跪下来祷告, 来结束我们今天下午的聚会。
We'll kneel down to pray to conclude this afternoon service.